corruption and austerity don't mix.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Spain has been rocked by a bribery scandal involving the country's prime minister, Mariano Rajoy. Spain's largest daily newspaper alleges that senior politicians in the Conservative Party accepted illegal payments from construction companies. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from our European desk with more. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, so what's being alleged here, Stephen?
Well, as you say, most explosively, it's claimed that the current Prime Minister Rajoy himself received $34,000 a year for more than a decade, a total of about a third of $1 million in illicit payments. It's alleged these payments were made to politicians during Spain's building boom in return for construction contracts.
Well, how has his government responded to these allegations?
Well, the ruling party denies it, but Alfredo Pastor of the IESE Business School in Madrid says these allegations of illicit payments are very damaging at a time of austerity and economic reform when 25% of the workforce is unemployed.
In these circumstances, of course, it is especially upsetting to hear that there may be illicit payments made to politicians and to members of the government.
Analysts say the scandal could trigger a general election in Spain, raising doubts about its ability to weather the debt crisis.
And I know that Spain is not the only country that's having problems like this. I think of Greece, for one.
Absolutely. There, the former finance minister is under investigation for allegedly covering up alleged tax evasion by members of his family. And in Italy, another big banking scandal is unfolding, and that could damage the chances of the two pro-EU, pro-economic reform candidates in next month's election. This could have a big impact on the Eurozone as a whole. If an anti-EU, anti-economic reform government comes to power in Italy next month, that could threaten the whole program to save the euro. The Eurozone debt crisis could flare up again.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.